Tina home?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Tina. We're going to go ahead and turn it over to you for our opening selection for tonight.
Okay.
God brought you to my mind, and I prayed for you. It may not have been while you were praying, but you could have been doing something else. But because God brought in the visions to our mind, we stop and we pray for them. And Peter, not Peter, but Paul knew that that was a ministry. But a lot of people will say, I don't have a ministry. You know, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. But if you ever pray for anyone at all, it's a hidden ministry. And, you know, and it's hidden because a lot of people are intercessors, but it also prays behind the scenes. As an intercessor, you are not out front, and a lot of people don't even recognize your work when you're out, say, a prayer warrior or an intercessor. But God does. And so it's hidden from man, but it's not hidden from God. And if you are an intercessor and spend time in prayer and for others, and if you're an intercessor, you really are going to pray for others at different times, then you are also a messenger of love, because you really can't spend time praying for someone if you're not operating in love. And we all as believers are supposed to do that, because the scriptures say God is love. And if God is in us, and he said, he that is in us is greater than he that's in the world. God in us is love, and what's supposed to come forth out of us is love. And so when we are praying for someone else, a lot of times we are bringing somebody before the Lord, and they are being delivered, or they are coming to the place where they are ready to give their life to the Lord, or they are in need of a healing, and it might be your prayers that help them to operate in that level of faith that they can grab hold of the word. Because, you know, we know that Isaiah say that Jesus received stripes for our healing. So he's already purchased it, but we have to receive it by faith. Apostle Paul knew the power of prayer, and he talks about it. We also have learned a lot in the last six years that we have been doing Thursday night. We have learned a lot about the power of prayer, and I pray that we have operated in that place where we know it to be true, that there is power in prayer. And when he wrote to the people in Corinth, at the church in Corinth, he said he trusted that God will continue to deliver them from perils as they have helped. He said, as you have helped us by your prayers. When we pray, even though it's a hidden ministry, we're helping somebody. And God knows, even if the person don't know, God knows. And when we obey God and pray, and God answers the prayer that we pray, then God is glorified, and the person is blessed. And that's what it's all about. It's not really about being out front and having your name, you know, written on the marquee at the church or whatever. It's not about that. Sometimes it's better when we are in the background, not seeking to try to be known or make a name for ourselves, and because there's humility with that. And that's what we need to operate in. Even when we are out front, we also need to make sure that we try to operate in humility and not let flesh get in the way at all in any way. And because many obey God and spend time praying for others, as I said, there's healing, there's deliverance, there is salvation comes. There is so many things that take place. And when we read in 2 Corinthians, we'll see where Paul was saying that they were he was almost killed. And let me go back and read it. Because prayer was offered up, he was delivered. And that's what he was talking about. Okay, if you start at verse 8 in 2 Corinthians, first chapter, it said, for we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble, which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure. You know, that if you take time and spend some time with that phrase right there, you'll know that they had a heavy burden that they were carrying. And because the people prayed, he was able to have a testimony. He was able to tell about it. But somebody had to pray. He said we were pressed out of measure, above strength, in so much that we despaired even of life. They thought they were going to be killed. And as you read on down, it talks about that in 9, it says, but we have the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raised the dead. It was a prayer of the believer, the church, that prayed, that allowed them to come through the situation in which they were dealing with. And a lot of times, I know you have been through what seemed like your winter season, where you had a place where you don't even want to read the scripture, you don't want to pray, you just can't hardly, just, you know, it's like you can't see no light at the end of the tunnel. And then one day, maybe you hear a song, or you hear somebody quote a script, say something about a scripture, and all of a sudden, there is like the burden lift, and you hope have been restored in you.
Amen.
That's because somebody prayed. Somebody prayed. That it didn't just happen, you know, out of nowhere because of, you know, and nothing changed, nothing was going on. Somebody was praying, and I can tell you, God has given me some names of some people to pray 3 o'clock in the morning or the middle of the night. There'll be a name I ain't never heard, don't have no idea who, but he would get the name, I mean, first and last name. And I know that God called me to be an intercessor, so when I hear things, I'll go ahead and pray. And then a couple of times, he would give me the name in the middle of the night. And then when I was in prayer conference the next day with my prayer partner from Georgia, and in the conversation, and she would say, well, so-and-so and so, you know, and she called the person's name, and I about ready to fall over. I said, oh, I know God is still God, and I know he's real. But sometimes when things like that happen, you just feel like they'll say, oh, I can only imagine. But let me tell you something. When you in the presence of the Holy God, you can't. You're not even going to imagine what you're going to do. Because if you are operating in the Spirit, you're not going to do anything. So you should, like, you almost go limp. Because that is like, you all thing you say is, how great is our God. And he really is an awesome God. And but I think the thing I want to press to say and want you to grab hold of more than anything is prayer is a hidden ministry. So if you think God has not given you anything to do, or you have no gifts to operate in, then even if it's nothing but read the prayer that we know Jesus taught the disciples, if it's only that, but I believe if you take the time to look at the teaching that have been done and the scriptures that we have given, and you spend any time in the Word, you're going to know how to go beyond the Lord's Prayer. You're going to be able to know how to give yourself unto the Lord, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, you're going to be able to pray some prayer, and they're going to make a difference, and they're going to change lives. And that will glorify the Father. That's what we're looking for, is the Father to be glorified. It's for our sake, but it's for his glory. The prayers bring me out of the dark place, but that he gets the glory when I begin to walk in obedience, or when you praying is an act of obedience, then you begin to walk as he leads, that he's glorified, and we are able to come forth as gold tried by the fire, and that's what we need to do. It's all right to go through hard places, as long as we, by faith, hold on and come out as gold tried by the fire, because that's what we're looking for, is to be able to stand the test of time and be able to have a testimony of that I was, but I am now. So, you know, but the thing, again, I want to say is, know that you have a hidden ministry, It is a hidden ministry. And so if you are seeking something to do, no prayer is much needed. And like I say, if you don't know yet, if you don't have your prayer life in place, so you can go before the God and begin to address him and come up with your own word, go to Matthew 6:9 and pray the prayer that Jesus taught the disciples. Just know it will make a difference. And the life, somebody's life will be changed. And right now we need to know that prayer is needed in so many areas. As we see all the things going on in the earth, the weather pattern, and we see the war, all the people's lives that's been taken, and all the things that the evil that even in our own nation that we're having to deal with, and all the way that many people seem like have no hope. It's like all hope is gone and they don't know which way to go. There is a need for prayer. Any time, day or night, that the Lord put it in your heart, even if you don't understand it fully, just begin to, like I said, pray the Lord's Prayer. Or ask God, what is it you want me to do? What is it you're saying to me? How can I pray for somebody? And then always pray for your household. That because when we obey God, we will know that the first thing he requires of us is to cover the family. And then we pray for the friends. And then in Matthew, we know it tells us to pray for the enemy. And then we also need to know to pray for strangers. We don't have to know people in order to pray for them. Mm-hmm. I learned that a few weeks ago in going and coming down to Texas and back. I pray for people that I had never seen and may never see again. Some of them gave me their name, but some didn't. But one thing I did know, that I was required of the Father to speak a word on their behalf to the Father. And I believe it made a difference in the lives of the people that I was praying for. So again, as a true intercessor, we pray for family, friends, strangers, and even our enemies. And when we do so, God will be glorified. And that is what we seek to do. We need, it's something that we need in order to continue to move forward. It's for our sake, but it's for his glory. And I believe this is NIV Bible. On him we have set our hope, that he will continue to deliver us as you help us by your prayers. Again, no prayer is a hidden ministry, and know when you pray, you are helping somebody, and you don't have to know their name, and you don't have to know who it is, their name, or where they are. Just know that if you obey God, that's all that you have to do, and that's adding something to your account in heaven. So when you come to the Father for what you need personally, when he check your account, there in your account will be the amount of prayers so that he can answer your request, and he can forgive a sin. He said so in 2 Chronicles 7:14, that when we humble ourselves and pray, you know the prayer, but that he will forgive our sins. And he would heal the land. Not only do we as individuals need healing, but our nation, our land need healing also. And it will only come when we humble ourselves and pray and follow the instruction that God has given us in his word. Again, prayer is a hidden ministry. And as intercessors, we are messengers of love. Back to you, Robert.
Thank you, kids, for those words. Move right along. Tonight, our 32nd will be coming from Grace of Jordan.
Good evening. I'll be reading Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Hear the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. He is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into the gates with thanksgiving and into his count with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Thank you.
Thank you, Grace. Okay, moving right along. Let's open up the line for inputs and updates.
Could you repeat, Reverend Reddy? You said you were in, it was 2 Peter when you first started, but I didn't
Second
get the chapter.
2 chapter, verse 9.
I'm sorry, repeat that again, please.
2 Peter, 2 chapter, verse 9.
Thank you.
This is Lorraine. Alan is home from Knoxville, and he's doing very well. And he asked that I tell everyone thanks for praying, for their prayers.
Okay. I would like to thank everyone for praying for my son, Kevin John. He got out of the hospital and doing fine. I thank everyone for the prayer.
Hi, this is Fran LaPierre. I just want to thank you for prayers for my brother that he had the glass that went into his back. He's doing really well. I want to thank you all for the prayers and your positive thoughts in regards to his recuperation. Thank you very much, and it really made a difference. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, no input updates. Moving right along, we'll go right into roll call.
Good evening. Last week we had 37 people on the line, and we thank God for each one of you. Lee and Virginia?
Here.
Dennis and Sandy?
Here.
Richard and Willamette?
Here.
Janet? Danny and Juanita?
Yeah.
Robert and Portia?
Yeah.
Olden?
Yeah.
Gloria?
Here.
Reverend Maddox?
Here.
Pastor Burwell?
Here.
Gracie?
Yeah.
Sandra? Denise? Molly?
Yeah.
Deborah? Barbara?
Yeah.
Linda Simpson? Deborah Jackson?
Yeah.
Lorraine, Carlin, Ken and Carla, Chris and Dorothy,
here.
Josephine,
here.
Carlin,
here.
Charlotte,
here.
Renee, Tangela,
here.
Cynthia. Tim. Tana.
Here.
Charles.
Here.
Donna. Tonda. Miss Jessie.
Here.
Wanda. Francis.
Here.
Michael. Tanya White. Fran.
Here.
Alexia.
Here.
Lorraine. M. Lisa.
Here.
Darian. Kamara.
Here.
or something.
Here.
Did I miss anyone?
Lorraine Jones is here. I had my phone on mute.
Okay. Anyone else?
Darius?
Okay. All right. Anyone else? Back to you, Robert. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Okay, before we turn it over to Pastor Greenwell, we'll close in prayer. Next week, our opening prayer will be done by Minister Josephine Johnson. Our 32nd will be done by Maury. Okay, with that said, turn it over to you, Pastor Greenwell.
Most precious Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for another Bible study. We thank you for everyone that's on the line. Lord, we thank you for our teacher tonight. Oh, God, sharing the word of God. We thank you for everyone that heard the word. Lord, let it sink deep in their soul, God. Let them act on the word, God. Let us talk to you more and more each and every day. We thank you for what you've done today. Because you said this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for everything, every day, every life, God. We thank you because it's a gift from you, and I thank you in advance. Lord, if we have committed any sin in our life, God, move it out, God. Clean our hearts up, Lord. Lord, we don't want to take for granted, God. We don't want to make any mistake, God, but we want to be true and holy, God. We want to live a clean life. God, we ask you to clean us up, God. Oh, God, and send your healing power upon each one that are sick, God. Lord, we know that you are able, God. We thank you for the victory report tonight, God. All the one that you have healed and one that you have touched tonight. Lord, I thank you in advance for it, God. Continue to bless us, bless our family, God. Lord, and continue to give us love toward each other, Lord. Bless our children in school, God. Lord, remember them. Give them, cover them by the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, bless them, the bus driver as well, God. Lord, suffer no harm to come against them, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for everything that you have done. You tell us to lift up our eyes to the hill from which cometh our help. Our help come only from you, God, who made the heavens and the earth. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do and what you already done, God. Lord, continue to help us to look to you, Father. Lord, I thank you for this Bible study tonight, God. Lord, I thank you for the joy that you have put in each one of our souls and the determination, God, to hold out to the end, God. Lord, if any discouraged tonight, God, Lord, I ask you to encourage their soul, God. Help them to look to you. God, you said weeping may endure for a night, but joy does come in the morning. Lord, God, trouble don't last always, God. But we thank you, God, for every trial, every test that we may go through. God, bring us out, God. Oh, God, let us not fail any test, God. Lord, I thank you in advance for what you're going to do, what you already done. You said we walk by faith and not by sight, God. Not by our feeling, God, but we believe, God, that you will take care of each one of us, God. Lord, and I thank you for everything, God. Lord, I ask you as we sleep tonight, God, watch over us, God, and give us that sweet sleep, God. Oh, God, if any have pain in their body, Lord, I ask you to numb those pain right now in the name of Jesus, God, and continue to bless us and be with us throughout the night. We'll let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer, God, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you well for that closing. I'd like to thank everyone for being on the line tonight. And we look forward to having all of you back next week. And with that said, we're going to say good night to everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.